Thank you for staying on Consider This with me, Melissa Idris and Sharad Kutin. We're speaking to Dr. Jomo Kays, renowned economist. Now, just before the break, you talked about life after the lock, after this MCO order is over. And I wanted to touch on, Jomo, about the economy. Now, will there be changes, and I'm assuming there are going to be changes, in our economic structures, the assumptions that we have about the economy after this pandemic has passed?
I can't imagine anybody thinking that this is simply going to be business as usual after this MCO period, or even after we get to grips with the pandemic. I think right now most epidemiologists and public health experts are talking about flattening the curve to make sure that we can cope with future cases, bringing down the number of new cases, bringing down the infections, and so on and so forth. And if we succeed in doing so, I think we, and it is very, in fact, my own impression is that there is evidence that we are already succeeding because the numbers are very misleading. Very often when you hardly do any testing, as was the case, for example, in the United States until earlier this month, when you hardly do any testing, you have very few reported cases. Or in other societies as well. So what we have had is because of the increase in the amount of testing, we have an increase in the number of reported cases of confirmed cases, and this of course can seem alarming, but it actually belies the fact that we have had probably already some contagion, and we know that about half the contagion. During the recent period has been because of the public cluster. So this will basically underscores the fact that we are not going to be seeing many social gatherings. This is going to transform social life. It's going to transform religious life. It's going to transform even political life. And so we are going to see, we are going to enter a very, very different period. And it's very important that we do not see this as a question simply of policing or simply as a question of bringing in the military and so on and so forth. In fact, one of the very commendable aspects of the Korean example is the fact that they never even had a lockdown in the most infected city of Daegu. And people forget that. And even in the case of China, 20 provinces did not have lockdown. You know, and we tend to focus on Wuhan, right, as if our situation is comparable to Wuhan.
Jomo, you know, we have about 2 minutes left. You were a member of the Council of Eminent Persons when the Pakatan Harapan government came to power. If you had a chance to advise this government, what would you ask them to focus on? What would you point to?
I would basically strongly recommend that you have a sort of almost war against COVID council of some of those ministries I identified earlier, education, public transport, and so on and so forth, because this is not simply a health question. And we begin to think about what is going to happen in the weeks and months following the end of the COVID, and seriously consider, of the lockdown, and seriously consider lifting the lockdown much earlier, if our health authorities see a flattening of the curve, which is manageable, which the team can manage. I think it is very appropriate. Of course, there are many things which are beyond our control. About 5,000 of the people who were in the public cluster have not been tested. And we don't know of any other large gatherings during this period. So there needs to be a lot of done. But what we need is an all-of-government approach. And people have to begin to adjust to new ways of doing things. Mm. And the media, both government as well as the private media, has to be fully mobilized. We need to begin to think about how we are going to carry on with life after the lockdown,
right.
Where you cannot rely simply on policing measures. You really rely on people understanding what is at stake. Why we need to wash our hands for about at least 20 seconds, and lathering, and the importance of lather in terms of breaking down the protection of the protein of the virus, and so on.
So you need the buy-in of everyone for this to work. Thank you so much for sharing your insights, Jamal. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. I mean, we could speak to you all night, but that's all the time we have for this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, with me Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening. Thank you so much for watching, folks, and good night.